right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, August 27th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we had a three-game early MLB slate already get underway. Hope you guys stacked the Braves and the Yankees on that one. We had a four-game League of Legends slate earlier this morning, 32 matches of tennis on the main slate, and then we also had a 13-match tennis night slate get underway as well. So for the rest of the day, we have a two-game WNBA main slate and a 10-game MLB main slate. Should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in. One of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. As a reminder, we will only have office hours Monday through Thursday of this week, so tomorrow will be our last show of the week. So I just want to let everyone know about that. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up. Did have a number of questions come in prior to the show here, so we will just work our way through these and answer them as we go. First question from Luke. How does the diversifier work for the single entries group of lineups? Is it just using the average ROI of all the single entry contests when selecting the lineups? Okay, so if you are uploading your entry file and you are grouping all of your single entries together, right? Maybe you have something where it's like, create a group for all contests where max entries equals one or something like this, right? Where it's going to, okay, it's going to make a group. Maybe I'm playing 10 single entries and then I'm going to have a big group like this, right? One group, it'll be 10 lineups. It'll also be 10 contests, okay? When you do this, what happens is however many contests are within a group, the ROI results get averaged out. So if I have two contests, for example, right? Super simple example. I have two lineups / two single entry contests, and the same lineup grades out as 100% ROI in one contest and then 200% ROI in the other contest. Well, that lineup gets a overall grade of 150% ROI. The 150 number is the number that is used to rank the lineups, to analyze the lineups when the diversifier goes in and selects. So that is a key part of it that works for five contests, 10 contests. So yes, it is going to average within a group, however many contests are being used. All right, next question. Good afternoon. I'm sure this has been covered numerous times. I just don't remember exactly. Uploading other projections and ownership. How does that affect the sims and lineup building? And then how does it affect contest sims running the diversifying of lineups? I am only talking about college football, no other sports. Thank you. Cool. So let's hop over to college football, for instance, right? I think I was looking at a slate for tomorrow already. Probably talk a little college football tomorrow. All right. So this is the college football slate for FanDuel for tomorrow. So when you upload, first off, custom projections and custom ownership work different. Okay. So let's just start with that. When you upload custom projections, they get taken into account twice. The first part where they get taken into account is in the lineup building process. So, for instance, CJ Bailey, right? We're saying that he scores 30 points about 12% of the time. Well, every time in the sim, he scores 30 points. And let's say our average projection is 26. Well, let's say yours is 28, right? You think he does better than we do on average. So every time he scores 30, now he's going to score 32. Every time he scores 20 and comes in low, now he scores 22. So what you're doing is you're taking the same shape, right? And then we're just moving it over to accommodate your difference in mean. We can move it to the right. We can move it to the left. So you're raising his floor and also raising his ceiling if you increase, right? And then similarly, you're decreasing the floor, decreasing ceiling if you're lowering, okay? So then this part, right, has an effect on which lineups or on the lineup building process, right? Because we're saying, okay, hey, this player is doing better in the Sims, and then that could help them get into more lineups. Then it gets taken into account in the contest sim as well, because we're using the same Sims to run the contest sim, right? We're going and doing a slate simulation. We're taking one instance of each game on the slate, playing it out, assigning the scores to the players, and then assigning the scores to the lineup, and then deciding the standings, the payouts, all that, right? So if you say Bailey scores 28 and we say 26, well, maybe a lineup that was in sixth place based on the SaberSim baseline projections actually gets moved up to fourth place because of your adjustment. And then now that lineup's ROI is higher. So the projections get taken into account lineup building, and then they also get taken into account in the contest sim as well. Okay. Now, custom ownership is the tricky one. Custom ownership does not get taken into account right away. The reason for that is because the ownership that you see here, okay, changing this, if I, you know, move some players up, down, this doesn't change the field lineups. The field lineups are static. They don't change by themselves. Okay, so adjusting this does not adjust the field lineups. Okay, so like if I go over to the contest tab, even though I changed the ownership there, right? If I like turn on one of these sims, this SaberSim ownership field, since we don't have bucket for college football right now, is gonna be the same. It's not gonna change. So the ownerships in here aren't moving, right? If I pop this out and I go and look at them, right? So okay, I want to actually see what the field looks like. Okay, open up projections. You know, so the exposures are the ownership projections. So that part is true, right? But changing it in the build does not change this section, okay? Now, in order to have an effect on the field lineups, I need to build my own set of field lineups. So let's say, you know, you upload your ownership, right? You get a bunch of, you know, red and green differences here. For college football, there is not going to be a generate field from ownership button because it's a little technical, but basically we need the bucket ownership in order to be able to do that. So no bucket ownership, no generate field from ownership button. So what you're going to have to do is do it a little bit like the old way, I'm air quoting, of using the max exposure to ownership option. I like to open this up a little bit, make it like 25%. Then it's going to apply a minimax exposure to every player on the slate. I personally like to be a little bit more hands-on with this, because like the lower this gets, the smaller the range gets, and this gets like a little tough for the builder to meet. So what I would do is I would apply my minimax, and you don't have to do this. Like the builder's going to get as close as it can, but I'm just giving you guys some like tips. Okay, so I come in here, I download the projections, I open it up in Excel. And let's say I'm going to filter by ownership. Okay, so all these min and maxes are in here, which is great. What I'm going to do is go down, and I'm actually going to filter out 0. And then I'm going to freeze this so it doesn't move on me. Nope, no
not what I wanted. Unfreeze. Just wanted to freeze top row. Thank you. All right, cool. So these are all my ownerships. Like all of these players, see, like this player is 0.4% owned. They have a minimum of 0.3, a maximum of 0.5. I think the range is like way wider here. So what I would do is I would probably do zero, like a true zero for like a lot of these guys. Maybe like all the way to 1%. And then I would do like 2%. So like I'm actually opening this up from very, very small range to what a much wider range. So everybody under 1% owned, I've said they have a minimum of zero. They have a maximum of two. Maybe for everybody 1% owned, maybe I do zero to like three, right? So I make this like a little bit wider, zero, three. Again, you don't have to do this. I think it can be good because it just gives the builder a little bit more flexibility. You know, maybe everybody 2% owned, I go like one to four. There's not that many people 2% owned. Cool. And then maybe that's it, right? When we get to like 3% ownership, this starts to get a little bit bigger, like 2.4 to 4.1. You know, it's like a little bit bigger range. So I'm a little bit less concerned, but I've made some adjustments that I think will help the builder here. Okay, cool. So I did that. Then I go re-upload those exposures. CFB. And I don't want to upload anything else other than the exposure. So I'm going to turn off projection, turn off ownership. And I'm just going to do min max name ID. Okay, click save. Cancel. Okay, let's scroll down, make sure this worked. Cool. So we see all our zero to threes, zero to twos, one to fours. So now I think this will help. So I've made all of my minimax exposure adjustments. Now I need to actually run a build. Okay. So I'm going to open up minimax a little bit. I'm going to leave settings and stuff on. And I would build my nopes. So I would also, you can right click on the build name and just going to be like, custom field. This will make sense in a minute. So I'm going to rename it custom field. All right. This might take a little bit longer to run because of all the minimax exposures. But it is running, so that means we didn't break anything, so that's great. All right, almost done. And I'm interested to see how close it gets here. Okay, so we don't care about the contest sim. That's not important. Because we just need this pool, right? We just need the pool. We don't really need anything else. And I'm just going to rank these by projection. So it's going to have a ton of trouble if I leave this group at 20 lineup. So I'm going to make my group 5,000 just to see how the projections came in. Okay, good. So I actually think it hit almost all of these. I don't see any boxes that are red, and then I didn't see any exclamation points saying, hey, it couldn't meet it, right? So I think this bottom stuff helps a lot. It allows like, oh, 0.5, 1.4. Like, it gives a little bit more bandwidth here. And I think these players are like the most volatile anyways. You know, their minimax can fluctuate way more than like a small percentage. So it met all of our minimax exposures that we put in. That's great. Now the last step, go to your contest tab. Change the field lineups to the build that says custom field. And then I would open up a new build. In this build, I would run my actual lineups. And then now when the contest sim runs, it's going to sim my lineups in build one against the lineups in the build I've named custom field. So that is how you do that. And that is the best way to use custom ownership with college football. All right. Good stuff there. Next question. Hi, Andrew. I'm a new subscriber. So pardon me if the questions are very basic. No problem. If I wanted only to do QB plus at most one out of wide receiver or tight end, but not a running back or flex from the same team as the quarterback, how can I ensure that in all 500 lineups? Looks like there's a second question. Let's go one at a time here. So let's say I'm doing football. Our week one projections aren't up just yet. Should be up soon. So I'm just going to at least just like go back to last season for this. So I don't know. December 15th seems fine.
Okay, let's open up the NFL main slate.
So you could do this with an advanced stack rule, okay? It's the best way to do this.
Let's open up a new build.
So we're looking to do QB plus one wide receiver or tight end only.
Okay. So what I would do is I would come into my rules, go to add new rule. I would go to stack. I would go to advanced. QB equals one. Wide receiver tight end equals one.
I know you said at plus at most one. So I don't know if you want this less than or equal to one or exactly one. You can just decide. Oh, my face is kind of in the way. Get out of here. All right. So this is what it looks like. I've set wide receiver tight end equal to one exactly. You could set it less than or equal to one if you want. And then the other thing you would do is you would set running back equal to zero. So one quarterback, running back equals zero, and then one wide receiver or tight end. So this is how you would set that up. The first part for sure. Second part was, likewise, how can I ensure that no other player on the same team as the running backs team of the lineup can be in the same lineup in all 5,000 lineups? Okay, so it sounds like you only want to use basically like a lone running back. So let's go. This is just like our stack rule, right? So we'll say QB, so we can identify it, plus wide receiver slash tight end. And then we would probably do a second rule. And I would say if at least one group by team, and I would say running back, then use exactly zero on the same team. Is that how I want to write this? If at least one running back. I don't know what this is going to look like, but we can find out. So what I would do here, right, is like
I'm kind of unsure about what this rule is going to say. So what I would do is I would save it as a manual rule. It's going to create 24 different rules for me. I can actually open this and go and see what it's saying. So this is saying if at least one of Nichols, Rodriguez, Robinson, then use none of these other players. Now, the only problem with this is that because I included a running back, they're also in this secondary spot, which might break this. So I might have to do two things here. I might have to rewrite this and uncheck running back. Okay, so first part is if at least one team's running back, then use zero on the same team. This removes quarterbacks, wide receivers, tight ends. So we might have to do a two-parter here. Okay, so first rule, make sure no position players or quarterback. Now I think I need to do another rule where it says use no more than one running back per team. So now this one, make sure I only use one running back. The other rule, make sure if I use a running back, don't use their quarterback, wide receiver, or tight end. I'm like almost positive these rules together will accomplish the goal you're trying to achieve. And then we have the stack rule to go along with that. So let's say we're building 500 lineups. Let's just make sure this works and see if it passes the eye test, at least first couple builds or first couple lineups. All right, let's make sure lineups kick off. Cool. So lineups are running. It means we didn't break anything. It's great. I don't really think we need to wait for this. We should be able to just look in our pool. All right. So what do we see here? I see Kyler Murray and Trey McBride. And then I see Achane, no other Dolphins. Hubbard, no other Dolphins. Like, this works, right? And I know McBride's in the flex here. It's because this game is in the late window. You technically could swap McBride and Hunter Henry if you want. They're in the same game, so it's not a big deal here. Okay, another Murray. What am I sorting by? Okay, here's like one that looks a little different. Drake May and Butte. And then we got Kamara, Hubbard, no other Saints or Panthers. So this seems to be doing it. We see Tua. We see Jonnu Smith. We see Hubbard and Connor. And we see no other Panthers or Cardinals. So I think this is doing exactly what we wanted it to. Bo Nix and Sutton. Hubbard and Barkley. Looks good. Yeah. So these three rules are the three rules you want. Just, you know, watch this back. Pause it. Rewrite it. And then you should be all set. All right, next question. Any max challenges here for NFL? The answer is yes. I think we'll be announcing something at the end of the week here with regard to max challenge. So we'll make sure everybody hears about that and nobody misses it. All right. Bassy said, why isn't ranked by ROI available to me? I'm unable to rank that way. ROI rank is available on our ultimate subscription. So if you're on our starter subscription, you won't see it. The good news is that we do use ROI behind the scenes in the sense that with the diversity portfolio, there's two. There's portfolio, which gets used on starter, and then there is portfolio plus, which gets used on Ultimate. The difference here is that Portfolio uses a simplified contest sim behind the scenes for all of your contests, while Portfolio Plus uses the exact payout structure for every single contest that you're playing. So either way, you are using a version of ROI. You just can't rank by it and see it unless you are on the Ultimate subscription. So that's probably what's happening. All right. Other than that, looks like we are all caught up here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.